This is the Sakar Merli of the 15th of April, 2026. Essence, sweet children, your original religion is peace, and true peace is found in the land of peace. Tell everyone, stabilize yourself in your original religion. Question. What knowledge does only the One Father have, which only you study at this time? Answer. The knowledge of sin and charity. When the people of Barat start to insult the Father, they become sinful souls. When they know the Father and the Dharma, they become charitable souls. Only at this time do you children study this study. You know that only the One Father is the bestower of salvation for all. Human beings cannot grant salvation, that is, liberation in life, to human beings. Song. Take us away from this world of sin to a place of rest and comfort. Om Shanti. The Father sits here and explains to you children that this is a world of sinful souls. Only of Barat can it be said that it was a world of charitable souls, where there was the kingdom of deities. This Barat was a land of happiness. There were no other lands, there was just the one Barat. There was comfort and happiness in the Golden Age, and it was called heaven. This is hell. Barat was heaven, and it has now become hell. How can there be comfort, that is, peace and happiness, in hell? The Iron Age is called hell. The end of the Iron Age is called the extreme depths of hell. It is called a land of sorrow. When Barat was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan, it was a land of happiness. The household religion of the people of Barat was purity. There was purity, peace and happiness, and also a lot of wealth. That same Barat has now become impure. All have become vicious. This is a land of sorrow. Barat used to be a land of happiness, whereas the place where we souls reside is the land of peace. Peace can only be found in that land of peace. It is only there that souls can remain peaceful. That is also called the sweet home, the incorporeal world. It is the home of souls. When we souls reside there, we are in peace. Peace cannot be found by going into forests, etc. The land of peace is that place. In the Golden Age, there is peace as well as happiness. Here, in this land of sorrow, there cannot be any peace. That can only be found in the land of peace. Actions are performed in the land of happiness too. They have to play their parts with their bodies. Not a single human being in this land of sorrow has any happiness or peace. This is an impure and corrupt land, which is why they call out to the purifier. However, no one knows the Father, which is why they have become orphans. Because of becoming orphans, they continue to fight and quarrel amongst themselves. There is so much sorrow and peacelessness and violence. This is the kingdom of Ravan. they ask for the kingdom of Rama. In the kingdom of Ravan, there is neither peace nor happiness. In the kingdom of Rama, there are both happiness and peace. They would never fight among themselves there. The five vices didn't exist there. The five vices exist here. The first and main vice is body consciousness. Then there is lust and anger. When Bharat was heaven, there were no vices. They were all soul conscious there. All human beings have now become body conscious. The deities were soul conscious. Human beings with body consciousness can never give anyone happiness. They only continue to cause one another sorrow. Don't think that any millionaire, multi-millionaire or billionaire is happy. No. All of that is the pomp of Maya. This is the kingdom of Maya. The great Mahabharat war is in front of you for its destruction. The gates of heaven will open after that. Then, after half a cycle, the gates of hell will open. These things are not mentioned in the scriptures. The people of Bharat say, when we perform devotion, we will find God. Baba says, when you perform devotion and fall down completely, it is then that I have to come to establish heaven, that is, to make Bharat into heaven. How did Bharat that was heaven become hell? Ravan made it that. You received the kingdom from the God of the Gita. You ruled the kingdom of heaven for 21 births. Then Bharat went from the Copper Age into the Iron Age. That is, there was the stage of descending. That is why everyone continues to call out, O purifier, come. Impure human beings cannot receive peace or happiness in this impure world. They continue to receive so much sorrow. Today their money is stolen. Today they become bankrupt. Today they become ill. There is nothing but sorrow. You are now making your effort to claim your inheritance of peace and happiness. You are making effort to receive the inheritance of heaven from the Father. Only the one Father makes you constantly happy. It is Ravan that makes you constantly unhappy. The people of Bharat do not know these things. There is nothing of sorrow in the Golden Age. You never have to cry there. There is constant happiness and nothing but happiness. There is no body consciousness, lust or anger. Until you donate the five vices, the omens of the eclipse of unhappiness cannot be removed from you. It is said, make a donation and the omens will be removed. At this time, there are the omens of an eclipse over the whole of Bharat. Unless you donate the five vices, you cannot become 16 celestial degrees complete deities. The Father is the bestower of salvation for all. People say there cannot be salvation without the Guru. However, they don't understand the meaning of salvation. Liberation and salvation of human beings. Liberation and liberation in life. Only the Father can grant that. There is now to be salvation for everyone. Delhi is called New Delhi and Old Delhi. However, it is not new now. There will be New Delhi in the new world. In the old world, there is Old Delhi. Truly, there were the banks of the river Jamuna, and Delhi was a land of angels. That was the golden age, where the deities used to rule. Now, in the old world, there is Old Delhi. There was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan in the new world. The people of Bharat have forgotten this. When it was New Bharat and New Delhi, it used to be their kingdom. There were no other lands at that time. No one knows this. The government doesn't teach this. They know that the history is incomplete. It starts from when the Islamists and Buddhists came. No one knows about the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. Only the father sits here and explains how the cycle of the whole world turns. When Bharat was heaven, it was the golden age. Now, look at what that same Bharat has become. So who can make Bharat become like a diamond again? The father says, when you souls have become completely sinful, I come to make you into charitable souls. This drama, that no one knows, is predestined. No one but the Father can give this knowledge. Only the Father is knowledgeful. He comes and teaches you. Human beings can never grant salvation to human beings. When you were deities, you only gave happiness to one another. There wasn't anyone ill or diseased. Here, everyone is diseased. The Father has now come to make it into heaven once again. The Father creates heaven, and Ravan creates hell. This is a play that no one knows. The knowledge of the scriptures is just philosophy, the path of devotion. That is not the path to salvation. This is not philosophy of the scriptures. The Father doesn't relate the scriptures. This is spiritual knowledge. The Father is called the Spiritual Father. He is the Father of souls. The Father says, I am the seed of the human world, and this is why I am knowledgeful. I know the age of this human world tree, how it grows, and how the path of devotion begins. I give you, children, this knowledge, and make you into the masters of the world, and you then become its masters. Only once do you receive this knowledge, and it then disappears. There is no need for this knowledge in the golden and silver ages. Only you Brahmins have this knowledge. Deities don't have this knowledge. So this knowledge cannot exist from time immemorial. Only once do you children receive this knowledge through which you become liberated in life. You receive your inheritance from the Father. Many come to you and ask how to find peace of mind. However, it is wrong to ask this. Just as a body has organs, so the mind and intellect are organs of the soul. Only the Father comes and changes souls from those with stone intellects into those with divine intellects. That lasts for the golden and silver ages. then they become those with stone intellects. Now, from being those with stone intellects, you are once again becoming those with divine intellects. Your divine intellects then had alloy mixed into them. Now, how can your intellects become divine again? The Father says, O souls, remember me alone. You will become pure and come to me by staying on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Ask those who ask you how there can be peace of mind. How can there be peace here? This is a land of sorrow because the vices exist here. Only from the unlimited Father can you receive the inheritance. When you have the company of Ravan, you become impure, and then you become pure through the Father in a second. You have now come to claim your inheritance of liberation in life from the Father. The Father gives you your inheritance of liberation in life, and then Ravan curses you with bondage in life. This is why there is nothing but sorrow. The drama has to be known. No one can have peace and happiness in this land of sorrow. Peace is the original religion of our souls, and the land of peace is the home of all souls. The soul says, my original religion is peace. I don't play this harmonium, the body there, I just remain seated. For how long would I remain seated? Actions have to be performed. Until the human beings understand this drama, they will remain unhappy. The Father says, I am the Lord of the poor. Only the poor will come here. For the wealthy, it is heaven here. They don't have the happiness of heaven in their fortune. The Father says, I am the Lord of the poor. I make the wealthy poor and the poor wealthy. The wealthy cannot attain such a high status because they have the intoxication of their wealth here. Yes, they can become subjects. They will definitely go to heaven. But it is the poor who will attain a high status. The poor become wealthy. Those people have arrogance about being wealthy. But Baba says, all of their wealth and property is to turn to dust. Destruction is going to take place. It takes a lot of effort to become soul conscious. At this time, everyone is body conscious. You now have to become soul conscious. The soul says, I have completed 84 births. The play is now coming to an end, and we have to return home. It is now the confluence of the end of the Iron Age and the beginning of the Golden Age. The Father says, I come every 5,000 years to make Bharat into a diamond once again. Only the Father can tell you this history and geography. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Babdada. The spiritual Father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual Father. Essence Vedana 1. In order to claim your inheritance of liberation in life from the Father, definitely become pure. While living in this land of sorrow, keep the knowledge of this drama in your intellect and remain beyond sorrow. 2. Renounce the intoxication of wealth and property and make effort to remain soul conscious. Blessing. May you be fully surrendered and a trustee, and so finish any trace of the progeny of vices. When you put aside the property of your old sanskars for a time of need, Maya catches hold of you in one way or another. You can be caught by even a small piece of your old register. Maya is very sharp. Her catching power is no less. Therefore, now finish even any trace of the progeny of vices. Let there not be any sign of your old treasures in any corner. This is known as being a fully surrendered trustee and being loving and cooperative with the Yagya. Slogan: to have special love for someone because of his or her speciality is also attachment. Caveat signal: imbibe the virtues of sweetness and humility to become great. Sweetness is greatness, and by having this sweetness, any bitterness in one's mind and words finish, and the fire of anger cools down. Bapdada wants to make all the children into cool deities. Therefore, imbibe the virtue of sweetness. Your face too should be sweet. Become full of the virtue of sweetness. Fill anyone who comes in front of you with your sweet words and powerful drishti. Om Shanti.